This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. And it's going to be quite a Thursday. Here's what's on tap. I'm going to talk about the dude briefly gunned down by the FBI in Utah. We're going to talk about the government declaring war on the American family some more. Thank you, New York. We're going to talk about what the future of cities is going to look like. Yes, we'll address the Biden corruption, the crime family of Joe Biden. Clay Travis, my boy, going to join us about a half hour from now. We have Trump saying he won't sign the pledge, probably won't debate. Disney's losing subscribers, a bunch of emails. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And as a reminder to you, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. So ask me anything for 3 hours. We will answer your emails tomorrow, whatever you email into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Right now, send them in, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I want to begin here. Before I get to communism's Achilles heel, we're talking about something good. I want to begin with something different. There's a story. We talked about it for about 5 seconds last night. I'm not going to talk about it very long tonight. It came up and it's something I want to discuss with you. All right. The FBI, they went after a guy in Utah. His name's Craig Robertson. We know that now. 75 years old. He had been posting things on social media like this one. Quote, perhaps Utah will become famous this week as the place a sniper took out the Biden Marxists. And he has other things. I'll skip them, but he has other things. Well, no, here's another one. Quote, I hear Biden's coming to Utah, digging out my old ghillie suit and cleaning the dust off the M24 sniper rifle. Things like that. Okay, so threats, direct threats. I am not going to talk about what happened when the FBI showed up at his door. And the reason I'm not going to talk about that is this. I have many of the same suspicions you have. I don't, however, have specific details yet. And unlike virtually everybody else in the media world, I don't have any pleasure in being first to something. When I don't have details, I shut up and I wait. I will be all over this. I am watching. I am reading. I'm picking at my sources to try to find out what exactly happened there? Was this a good shoot? Very bad shoot? What was it? I only brought up this story because I wanted to say again to you something I've said before. One of the continuing themes tonight and always on this show is how the institutions of government have declared war on you, on normal Americans. They have. It goes well beyond the DOJ, FBI, NSA, CIA, ATF, you name it. The dominant religion in these organizations is communism. They know that you are in their way. They now dedicate themselves to destroying you. Because of that, because of the acknowledgement of that very real reality, although I guess very real reality is kind of redundant anyway, you need to be careful. You need to be careful, as innocent as doves and what? As shrewd as snakes. Remember when I went off about protesting in New York City when Trump was going to be indicted by Alvin Bragg in New York City? And I said, no, do not go to New York City. Shut up and stay home. And I had all these people screaming to me, what about my First Amendment? Jesse, I have the rights. Stop being a child. No, you don't have the rights. And you don't have the First Amendment. Not in New York City, you don't. Stop. There are places in this country you don't have rights anymore. Not first, second, third, fourth, fifth, pick your amendment. You don't have rights anymore in certain places in this country. So act accordingly. And that goes to this. That goes to what you post on social media. It goes to what you text your friends. Lifelong friends, and most definitely online friends who you think you know. We've been chatting on Facebook forever. No, this government, they are dying for a chance to arrest you or kill you. They are. That's what communists do with their political opponents. They arrest them and kill them. They arrest them and kill them. They arrest them and kill them. We have all the entirety of human history showing us they arrest them and kill them. They arrest them and kill them. They arrest them and kill them. So let me ask you something. If there was, let's go back in history and let's say Julius Caesar's sitting there and he's got an army of 5,000 of his troops who love him sitting in front of him. And you're standing across the battlefield, only you're by yourself. Do you think it's intelligent to run out there day after day and say, gonna kill Caesar, can't wait to kill Caesar, Caesar's going down, when you know he's got an army of guys who want to kill you already? Stop. I'm not telling you, don't be angry. I'm not telling you, don't lament what's happening to your country. And I'm not telling you to sit on your hands. Sit back. Just sit back and take it. Do nothing. I'm telling you the same thing I've told you over and over and over and over again. Legal and local. Legal and local. Legal and local. You must keep yourself legal now because you must understand the entirety of our justice system is dying for a chance to slip a knife or two in between your ribs. They're just waiting. They're begging for it. They don't get nervous when they see you go on Twitter and say, I'm taking him out. They laugh, they high five, they cheer, and they say to themselves, nice, we got another dummy we can arrest. Because here's the truth. They want to arrest all of us for no reason. It's not like they need a reason. They would walk in this studio without a moment of hesitation, and they would slap handcuffs on me and send me to a federal prison for the rest of my life without any hesitation if they were allowed to do so. If they were allowed to do that without me having done anything illegal, they would do it. Oh my goodness. In the next 30 seconds, they'd be kicking down my door. They're dying to send you to prison for just what you believe, for just what you say. That's how communists operate. That's what they do. They censor, arrest, hurt and kill their political opponents. They always have. They always will. Our communists aren't any different, including the ones who wear FBI uniforms. So acknowledging that means stop posting threats on social media. Stop texting them to your friends, no matter how long you've known them. Let's start focusing our efforts on other, more meaningful things that will make a difference. There are so many meaningful things that will make a difference. Things we can do, but we don't want to do those things. And oftentimes, people won't talk about how to do those things. They won't talk about local. They won't talk about school boards and city councils. And they won't talk about working for this candidate or that candidate. Instead, it's just Biden sucks. It's all over. It's over. Biden's the end of the world. If we just get rid of Biden, just get rid of Biden. And so now we have this way of thinking on the right that Biden is the source of all of our problems. And then you get people whipped up into a frenzy that life is over. And then you tell, and then eventually you get some guy on social media talking about, I'm going to kill them all. And you just sent an FBI SWAT team to his home. Legal, local, and peaceful. Legal, local, and peaceful. And maybe right now you're sitting there saying, Jesse, but when's that going to stop? When's that going to be enough? When do we start shooting? I'll tell you this. I'll give you this. When we start getting at least 50% of the GOP to even bother getting off the couch to vote in local elections or show up in primaries, and then we can't take back our country. If that happens, if we get 50%, just like the Democrats do, they're already doing it. If we get 50% GOP participation in local elections and primaries, and that doesn't result in huge gains in taking back the country, then I will step up here and I will say, you're right, it's time, civil war. Maybe we should at least attempt what we have in front of us now before we invite an FBI SWAT team to our door. They already want to come anyway. Let's stop giving them excuses, all right? All right. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is communism has a weakness, a kryptonite, an Achilles heel, one that we can exploit and one that we should exploit over and over again. And we will talk about that in just a moment. Before we talk about that, let's talk about what you're going to do in case of an emergency. We get emergency batteries in our home, don't we? Everyone gets backup ammo. I need more ammo. Everyone has ammo. Hopefully you even have a way to get clean water. But people don't think about food. I don't care if you have 100,000 rounds in your house. That means nothing if you're starving. I don't know what the future is going to bring. I know the other two major superpowers are currently doing naval exercises off of our coast. I know that I've already gotten a hold of my Patriot supply and gotten a 3-month food kit for everyone who lives in my home. So when China drops an EMP on Houston, I don't starve. They're 25% off right now. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Get you that food kit 25% off. So go. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Go now.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are, my boy Clay Travis is joining us about 10 minutes from now. We're going to discuss his hair and his book and politics and many other things, so just buckle up for that one. I want to talk about something good, though, first, before we get to Clay, before we get to everything else, because there is something truly wonderful out there. One of the big things, not small things, I'm not talking about the latest Biden scandal, a big thing. We lament communism because of the unending death and misery it has created and the destruction it's currently creating here. But we should always remember something. We should always remember that communism has an Achilles heel. They have a kryptonite, and it really is the ultimate kryptonite. And it's going to sound simple when I say it, but just give me a moment. Communism's awful. It's awful. And isn't that the ultimate kryptonite? If I had a new product,
Jesse drink. All right, Jesse drink. I'm bottling it up and I'm selling Jesse drink. And let's just say I'm the greatest salesman in the world. I can sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves. And let's say I get super rich. Maybe I win the Powerball or something like that. And I've got a $500 million advertising budget. Buy some Jesse drink. Put your lips around this. Jesse drink, baby, all day long. And I'm advertising in the Super Bowl. I'm on your YouTube videos. I'm a Jesse drink, Jesse drink. Well, I would sell lots of Jesse drink. There's no question. But eventually, it wouldn't work if Jesse drink tasted like motor oil. Because it doesn't matter how much you advertise, how well you sell something. Eventually, in the long run, if it's awful, it doesn't work. Communism's awful. I want to applaud once again the states like Texas, Florida, and others who decided that the move was to haul illegal immigrants off to places like Massachusetts and New York. Because the truth is, forever in this country, the people who consider themselves liberals, even though they're just communists, these people, they have voted for horrific destruction without ever having to live with it. And once they start living with it, 5 minutes after they start living with it, immediately they start sounding like conservatives.
We need the federal government to lead a decompression strategy at the border so cities and states across the nation can do their part to shelter asylum seekers. Because cities like New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, Houston, and El Paso cannot be left to show the a national crisis without the proper aid.
All of a sudden, it's a national crisis. Don't think he was the only one. All of New York's locking arms. Jamal Bowman, that piece of trash, even he's sounding the alarm.
We need leadership from President Biden, period. Democrats are looking bad right now in New York State, and that's unacceptable when we have to win at least 4 congressional seats to take back the House. So hopefully the president is listening.
Hey, Joe, where are you? We're in trouble with New York. Don't think it's alone. Don't think New York's alone. Soft, cuddly, very liberal, very progressive, very understanding Massachusetts. They're asking people to take them into their homes.
Most importantly, if you have an extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family. Safe housing and shelter is our most pressing need. Become a sponsor family. You can contact the Brazilian Worker Center for more information on how you can step up if you're willing to have an additional family be part of your family. If you're a local official, a college president, a business owner, or a faith leader with an available building or space in your community, please work with us to offer it as a shelter site. If you're a social service provider, please consider becoming an emergency assistance homeless shelter provider. Our resources are stretched thin there as well.
Here's the reality of it. Communists have never, in the history of communism, wanted to actually live underneath communism. It's always supposed to be for other people. It's always meant to be for other people. And for the longest time, American communists have been able to pull that off. No. I'm super compassionate to illegal immigrants. No, we need an open border. We're not going to deport people. No, never women and kids. Maybe not even criminals. Whoa! Who are all these dirtball illegals out in front of my home? Joe Biden needs to get in here and clean this up. For the longest time, the communists in America have been able to escape the communism they vote for over and over and over and over again. So us, anti-communists, we have the ultimate ace up our sleeve and one we need to play in whatever way we can over and over and over again. We need to make sure these people are forced to live under what they vote for. And we need to remind them that they voted for it. As always, our magical 4 little words, "You voted for this," should be used over and over and over again. put a smile on your face. Communism has an Achilles heel. Now, put a smile on your face because Clay Travis is going to join us. I wonder if Clay's calling in on a Pure Talk phone. Look, maybe he is, maybe he's not. I don't know. Look, you know how we'll know, Chris? If the connection's clear. Because Pure Talk has a 5G network. It's not some fly-by-night phone company. When you drop AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, maybe you're nervous. Oh, my gosh, the coverage isn't going to be the same. Oh, no. 5G, baby. 5G, I never drop a call. Not only did I save a fortune when I switched my whole family to Pure Talk, I have great coverage. And when I pay my bill every month, not only is it way less, I know that my money is going to people who share my values, a company that actually loves this country. It takes you 10 minutes to switch on the phone, 10 minutes, and you speak to somebody who speaks English. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, all right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Clay Travis joins us next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and joining me now is somebody who probably doesn't need any introduction to anyone who listens to this show. Clay Travis of the Great Clay and Buck Show, even though he's got a book out right now, and I am a little bit nervous that it's going to surpass my book in sales. Clay, before we get into all the political stuff, please tell me sales of American Playbook are way down and the book is struggling. That's really all I really need to know.
You know, what's funny is I think you wanted to do a bet, right, before the book came out. And to be 100% frank, I don't know exactly what the numbers are going to be, but I'm confident that it's going to crush your book.
Oh, that is so devastating. I was worried about that. I heard you had a big book signing in New Jersey, and there were so many people there. And I immediately, as you know I often do, Clay, thought about me. And I thought, man, I'm never going to hear the end of this. And it's funny you brought up the numbers of the book. One of the things that floored me about writing a book, even though I'm a world-famous author now, is how little you know. And people ask you, you know, how are sales? How are you doing? How's it? No one tells you anything. I never had any idea.
It's correct. I mean, you really are flying blind on, and I texted you about this because I wrote a story this week, and it's true. I did a book signing 16 years ago when I wrote my first book, in Birmingham, Alabama. For 2 hours, not one person showed up. And I think I have, like, still PTSD from this because I don't even like going. I mean, for people out there who would, I mean, most people would have no clue because I had no clue and I wrote the book. We don't know anything when we're going to a bookstore. I mean, there could be, like, 200 people there and they're super excited to see you and it's, like, an amazing event. Or you could walk in and you could be there for 2 hours like I was. And nobody could show up. I mean, it sounds cool to say you're doing a book signing, but it's really just you're totally flying blind with so much of this. And honestly, it's one of those things that I don't think I would have ever had any clue about if I hadn't gone through it as an author. I mean, I was even texting you about, like, because I haven't been out in a book tour for a long time, about what your experience was like. And I hope, you know, we got one in Atlanta that I'm going to do this evening, and then I'll be out near you in Houston and Salt Lake City, and even how they select where you go, like the cities alone, like I don't know how they make the decision.
Yeah, we need to talk about this. We'll text off air about where that one is in Houston. I got to make sure it's not where I did mine. All the employees complained about me to corporate.
Oh, that's amazing.
All right, tell me about this book, American Playbook.
Well, so, you know, I'm a monster sports fan, right? And yeah. I did sports talk radio before I ended up doing the show with Buck. And I'm so sick of people trying to win narrow victories. And I know you ran for political office, so you've been through this. And I think we're somewhat similar in this respect. I really don't fear failure. And maybe that makes me weird, but I've failed so much that there is, like, it doesn't scare me to fail. And I don't know if I told you this story, but early on when I founded OutKick, I was like, you know what I'm going to do that I know is going to work really well? I'm going to sell pants in, you know this story? In the color of SEC fan bases. So, like, if you're an LSU fan, you'll get purple pants. And if you're a, University of Texas fan, you'll get the burnt orange. And I went through all of this, and I should have thought, like, what are you doing, you idiot? I don't know anything about fashion, first of all, as you well know.
Yes.
But I'm looking, like, I'm at my table in my house trying to scrub. I'm basically colorblind, by the way, too, and I'm trying to tell the difference between, like, Texas burnt orange and Tennessee, like, orange and Clemson orange and, like, Syracuse, you know, all these different color oranges. I can barely tell the difference. And I'm thinking, oh, these are going to kill. And I'm trying to make the pants, and I'm trying to figure out how to get them shipped in and then how to move them out and what size waist we're going to do and all this. And I spent, this is no joke, and I didn't have a lot of money at this time, $50,000 on college colored pants, and nobody bought them. And you can imagine, I've got crates, $50,000 in colored college pants, and I got my wife like, what are you doing? You know, like, and I was like, I'm telling you, this is gold. You know, the profit margin on these is going to be great. I learned so much, and I didn't know anything about pants, but for everybody out there, no, first of all, they lie to you about what waist you are because they want people to not realize how fat they are. So you have to figure out, like, hey, like, what are we going to do on the waist? And then there's so many freaky waisted people and linked people, right? Because unlike a T-shirt where most people kind of have a rough idea of, you know, like, I'm a large, I'm an extra large, medium, like, whatever. Guys know their T-shirt sizes. Nobody knows their pant size, and also nobody knows their pant length. So you end up with this really difficult product to sell because once you cut a pant, you know, like I'm, I think, a 34, 32, but I'm probably actually a 36, 30. So people buy these things, they try them on, they don't fit. It was the worst decision of my professional life, and it totally failed, and it cost me money. But when you fail, you learn something in the process, and also one of the things you learn is, well, it's not that big of a deal to fail, because you learn along the way, and also you're just going to come up with some new thing to do. So anyway, that's my pitch. Even plus, if you're an idiot like me and you lose $50,000 in pants, ultimately you end up learning enough that hopefully you can recover from it.
Plus, failure is the best story. So no one, success yeah. stories aren't nearly as entertaining as failure stories. And I, again, we're speaking with Clay Travis. His new book is out, American Playbook. Clay, I wanted to ask you, speaking of that failure thing, because this is, I think people will find this fascinating. I know I do. You had a great thing going before you teamed up with Buck and Premiere and now have the biggest show in the country. It's not like you were, you know, doing ham radio in Sheboygan. You were yeah. at this, all this Outkick, all this sports stuff. Why take that chance? You're not a young man, Clay. You're an ancient, old person. Why take a chance to talk radio at this point in your life when you're so old?
Yeah, it's a great question. And as an old man, I have three kids. And honestly, they came to me. I didn't pursue the opportunity. And they said, you know, I said, I really like doing my show. I think it's going to be successful. I can do it for as long as possible. But Julie Talbot, who is both of our bosses, she said, you can kill it in sports talk radio for the rest of your life, and you'll never have a pinprick of the influence that the show that I'm offering to you has. And she said, so, I mean, look, I'll keep working with you. We're happy if you want to keep doing sports talk radio. But if you care as much as I think you do about all the things that are going wrong in the country, this is the best opportunity you can have to make a difference and directly address it. And that was the pitch that won for me is, look, I'm fed up. I think a lot of your listeners certainly are as well with all the things that we're getting wrong. And this was my best opportunity to help make things better. And this book is a part of that as well.
Speaking with Clay Travis, he is going to hang on graciously. I know he's a busy man with his best-selling book and all that, but he's going to talk to us next segment about these problems we're facing and where we're at as a nation. We will deal with all that with Clay in just a minute. Before we get to that with Clay, I want to do this really quickly. We always have to remember, no matter what we're talking about, right, no matter what's going on in our life, you maybe just got home from work, put the lunch pail in the freaking sink. Who knows what you're doing right now? We have to remember there are people who are living their lives and they're in a bad place. And if we can, in any way we can, we need to help. I have to always remember to keep this in the forefront of my mind. It's really not about me. We need to help. I love preborn. It's not just because they're pro-life and they help people select life, choose life. I love preborn because they're helping women who are in the lowest of low places. Pregnant, scared, uncertain. Maybe with an abusive boyfriend or spouse. Maybe they have substance abuse problems. Maybe somebody low. Preborn steps in, and it's not just an ultrasound. Your $28 buys the ultrasound. Preborn gives these young women up to 2 years of care. You need shelter from that abusive spouse? They got you. You need substance abuse treatment? They got you. Preborn comes alongside somebody at their lowest of low and picks them up. Isn't that what we're all supposed to do? Preborn.com/Jesse. $28 buys that ultrasound. Gets that woman back on her feet. Preborn.com/Jesse. Save a life tonight, all right? Sponsored by Preborn. We will be right back with more Clay. Hang on.
It is the world famous Jesse Kelly Show with me, world renowned author Jesse Kelly, joined on the air for this segment with a fellow world renowned author now, Clay Travis, of course, of the great Clay and Buck Show. All right, Clay, you mentioned the country and being in a position now where we can talk about these things and hopefully move the needle in the right way.
It's easy to look out at everything that's going on right now and everything sucks. I mean, it's just sucks. It's just kind of crappy right now. What do you see that inspires you, Clay? Because I see things. I see young people that are coming around. I see things that give me hope. What gives Clay Travis hope? I know I've met your wife. You have just such a wonderful family. What gives you hope for those kids of yours?
I think that sanity will return. And I know you're a history guy, too. And I really look at where we are right now, and I think we're basically coming out of the 1960s and COVID and the woke craziness, and I think sanity is going to prevail like it did when we came out of the 1960s. And what's interesting about that is, and I write about this a lot in the book, we need a Ronald Reagan, right? We need someone who is going to come and basically set a new path. Because think about this. whatever your politics were, I think most people thought the 1980s were pretty good. And I think most people thought the 1990s, even with Bill Clinton, were pretty good. Remember how the media really got fired up about Bill Clinton getting serviced by an intern? and they won't even cover Joe Biden. You know, everybody wants to talk about Trump versus Biden and how the media is totally different. And that's true. But it's not even Trump versus Biden. I mean, the Washington Post and the New York Times treated Bill Clinton getting a little bit freaky with his intern like it was the most serious crisis that had ever faced our country, right? I mean, they covered every little detail. Everybody forgets how crazy that story was, what Bill Clinton did with his cigars, the fact that Monica Lewinsky, you want to talk crazy chick, didn't wash the dress and kept it?
Oh,
I mean, think about how wild that is.
Gosh,
she kept the dress and didn't wash it. And they used it for DNA analysis. Nobody, at least like everybody's forgotten how crazy this was. You want to know what a crazy chick Monica Lewinsky was? Like, whoever you are out there, she kept it like it was like a towel that Michael Jordan had thrown to her after a Chicago Bulls game in 1996, and she wanted the sweat preserved forever on that towel. She kept the blue dress and didn't wash it.
Oh, gosh.
It's crazy.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because people do remember, and they can see the difference between Joe Biden and how Bill Clinton and his humidor were treated. Why the difference, Clay? Why the difference? Because I'll tell you, you mentioned the craziness. It's not as if the Bill Clinton era was this wonderful era where Democrats were totally sane, but it didn't even resemble what we see now. And that's not long ago. That's not ancient history, Clay. I was in high school in the 90s. It's like 10 minutes ago, we were kind of normal, and then boom, something changed. What changed?
And in the early 2000s, because if I had said to you in 2008, hey, I got a crazy idea, in 15 years, dudes pretending to be chicks are going to be winning Women's of the Year awards and be NCAA champion swimmers, and they're actually still going to have, a penis and like trend and change in the locker room with women, and they're just going to pretend that this is a dude, that this is a chick. I mean, you would have thought I was crazy. Everybody out there would have thought I was crazy. So I think this is what's happened in the media. And I think this is the reason why I think about it is because I come from the world of sports. I'm a crazy college sports fan. I know we hung out at the Ohio State Michigan game, and I'm sorry what happened to your Buckeyes there this past year in Columbus. So I know you're a big Ohio State Buckeye fan, mm-hmm. And so I subscribe to like a true loser an online sports message board to keep up with the recruiting class of the University of Tennessee for football and basketball. And so and by the way, if you want to know the difference between men and women, you'll love this. Imagine that we talked about boy high school recruits and we talked about girls cheerleading in the same way. Like if you said like a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 4 or 5-star football recruit, what do they always talk about? They're like, oh, his dad's really got broad shoulders.
His 40 time.
Now, but he's really going to grow into his body. You know, he's going to be incredible by the time he's 18 or 19. You're not going to believe the thighs on this guy. If you said that about a girl, like your wife's a gymnast, if you said that about a girl who was about to be on the cheerleading squad, they would lead you away in handcuffs. You would be like, you would never be able to talk about a 16-year-old girl recruit for any sport the way that we talk about 16-year-old boys about football or basketball. But you know what these sites never do? They will cover with a fine-tooth comb the recruiting class. They'll talk about, you know, what defense is being run. They'll talk about what offense is being run, the scheme, the coaches, everything else. They never break a negative story. They never break a negative story because the people that are subscribing to their product want the team to win. And if they were paying money to take down the home team, the business would collapse. I think what's happened, and this is in the book, I spent a lot of time thinking about it, the business imperative is for the New York Times and the Washington Post to tell every one of their subscribers, you're on the right team, the other team are bad guys, and if they were to break a modern-day Watergate story about Joe Biden, then their subscribers would be furious, they would cut their subscriptions to the newspaper, and the business of the Washington Post and the New York Times would die because it's all subscription-based. It's not advertiser-based. And I had this this realization, Jesse, because I was in college when the Monica Lewinsky story broke. And it's one of the only times in my life I remember getting the newspaper, and on the front page was the story about Bill Clinton's affair, allegedly, with Monica Lewinsky. And the Washington Post broke it because they were in the business of getting the largest readership then. They were selling advertising to the newspaper. Now they're in the business of getting the most diehard fans to subscribe to their reporting, and they can't break negative news, just like those fan sites that I subscribe to can.
Yeah. Clay, where can people buy this book, American Playbook?
Amazon. Is it easiest way? You type in Clay Travis on Amazon, it'll hop up, but pop up. They've got it discounted now, but it's available everywhere. It should be in every bookstore, and I appreciate everybody. Also, I've read your book. It's fabulous. I know you don't need to hear it from me. You've thought it since you told me that you had written it when we were out celebrating Buck's engagement. But it is really good, and I'd encourage people to read your book as well if they haven't. But I'd also tell them $20 at Amazon. I think you'll enjoy it.
Much appreciated. The book is American Playbook. Go get it. Obviously, you can tell it's going to be awesome. Clay, appreciate you, my brother.
Appreciate you as well. Keep up the good work.
Good man. I'm going to have to go buy his book just because he bought mine. We have to go buy his book. No, I know it'll be good, but I don't want his sales to outpace mine. But at the same time, I do because he'll be ruthless. All right. American Playbook is what it's called. All right. Now, get something for your dog as well. You don't eat fast food every meal, do you? I don't eat fast food every meal. And this is me, junk food Jesse, white trash Jesse. You want to pull me through a Long John Silver's? I'll eat there all day, baby. But I don't eat at Long John Silver's every meal, do I? Why? Because there's no nutrition in it. I need nutrition. Your dog does too. Do you get your dog Long John Silver's every meal? Pour some Rough Greens on your dog's food. There's no nutrition in dog food. That's why it's brown. It's dead. Rough Greens, all natural nutritional supplement. You pour it on his food. Your dog will not only live longer, will live better longer. Imagine a shinier coat, more energy. Or less energy if you have a hyperactive dog. Imagine the difference when you give your dog real nutrition. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. It's where you get a free bag.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.